Now, following on from lots of complaints we got into the programme yesterday about the use of air horns in the Munster final, during the Munster final, which spoiled the enjoyment for fans sitting beside people using them in relation to the Cork-Kerry-Munster final on Sunday. We got in touch with the Fitzgerald Stadium Committee. Chairman of the Fitzgerald Stadium Committee is Darragh Brosnan. He's with us on the line. We also have Ivan Hurley, of course, of Kerry FC on their policy in terms of what is allowed and not allowed into stadiums and what kind of control the sporting bodies have over what people bring in. Darragh, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us, first of all.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us, did you get much feedback and did you notice yourselves the number of air horns that were being used by supporters on Sunday?
I didn't hear any air horns, I'd be quite honest. It's news to me. Obviously, the air horns are prohibited. They're not allowed into the stadium. You know, the children ones, you often see children, you know, young teenagers with ones that you blow, but the air horns are prohibited. We have a stadium safety regulations, which is printed on programmes. It's also at the entrance to the stadium. The main entrance is to the stadium. So obviously if stewards or anyone else comes, our Gardaí, or come across these air horns, they can be confiscated. So that's where we stand with it, I suppose. But honestly, I didn't hear anything of that kind on Sunday myself, and I was doing a bit of walking around. So, yes, I can't say anything about it. I didn't hear.
Your safety regulations mean that people can't bring these sort of things in to the stadium, is that right? But do you have any power to search people on entry there?
We actually don't, but the Gardaí on duty have. You know, the stewards don't have a power of search, but Gardaí, and our regulations there, you can, persons are Gardaí are entitled to search people, whether it is for the air horns or alcohol, etc.
Or flares, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Smoke bombs, yeah.
Is that a concern that you would have at some sporting events there, that someone would bring in flares at different times, maybe throw them on the pitch as a possibility?
It's obviously a concern, but to be fair, Fitzgerald Stadium, it doesn't seem to happen. It's a rare occurrence, really, in Fitzgerald Stadium. But we have people trained on site if that does happen. I believe the last game, there was a couple of people caught with them. They lit them up or something. The guards were on hand to apprehend. No, I don't think there was any follow-up, to be fair, with it. Right? But
yeah,
it's deterring the use of these things. Now, as I said, we don't have a power of search. It's the Gardaí that have the power of search. Now, we do a lot of training or event control. So many, we trained there during the year. We had the last, there was about a month ago, we had a day-long training session for our voluntary stewards on a Saturday. And, like, as I said, without voluntary stewards, these games on Sunday wouldn't have gone ahead. And to be fair, they put a bit of time, they do their training, they get qualified, they get accredited by, you know, so. But as I said, thankfully, we didn't see any flares or our smoke bombs on Sunday. It's not a tradition down here, thankfully. Yes, I know.
And the prohibited items are alcohol, flares, smoke canisters, fireworks, weapons, large flags, poles prohibited. And that's what you're not allowed to bring in. But obviously some people are bringing them in. Maybe younger kids, maybe teenagers. And these would be, as you said, not the ones you blow yourself, but these would be, let's say, aerosol-powered horns. Yes. That would be making noise.
Yes, yeah. So, as I said, we have the stadium safety regulations, and all the regulations are there on the back of the programme. If you buy programme, you'll see those regulations. Most of them there are printed at the gates, the main entrances into the stadium. So, and supporters coming in, when you enter the stadium, you do so and you accept these regulations, you know. So if you do happen to bring anything in, you could be ejected along with everything else that you could do. So we have regulations there to control these offences, you know, that we see, that we say are offences, because in the interest of safety and health and safety, you know, we have to enforce these regulations, because when you have something like 32,000-33,000 people, which we had Sunday, you need control, like, you know. So.
And look, I know, Jerry, your preparations will be going on for 2 weeks' time as well in the visit of Donegal. What sort of a crowd are you expecting there?
It's hard to know. It's hard to know what we'll get. We'll speak again. We'll have our pre-event meeting and we'll discuss that. People are telling me there'll be a big crowd because you'll have the Kerry supporters, you'll have neutrals, you'll have the Donegal people coming down. So it's hard to tell what we'll have.
It's hard to judge it at this stage. Yeah.
We were confident enough. I was confident enough of getting at least 30 for the Cork game, because there was interest in Cork from 10 days out. Like, the talk about them once the final was there, like, and it was in Cork. And, you know, so the Cork people, as I said, they love coming to Killarney. We were expecting that crowd that we got, and we prepared accordingly. We prepare a card meeting for the Donegal game, but it's hard at this stage to tell. But I believe the tickets are up on sale for that as we speak. As far as I know, I was told yesterday that they were up for sale. So we'll see what way the numbers are, and maybe we'll say less. A week, 10 days before the Cork game, there was 10,000 tickets sold. So that gave us an indication early on of what the crowd would be. Like, you know.
That'll be an indicator, that's for sure. Yeah. Okay, there, stay on the line there. We've got Ivan Hurley here, who is a presenter of Terrace Talk here in Merrily Kerry, of course, media officer for Kerry FC. Ivan, how does it work in your organisation in terms of, it, like, my association of these air horns and The would have been from watching 1980s soccer on television, and you hear a constant din of them at European matches and international matches. But are they making a comeback, or what is the situation?
Yeah, I suppose, Jerry, first of all, just want to commend, I suppose, Dara and the Kerry County Board and once the GA on an impeccable event on Sunday. I was at the game myself, really, really well managed from, you know, every turnstile open, the crowd getting in and out. So huge kudos due to them, because it's a lot of people to manage in a small enough area. Look, I suppose when it comes to air horns, Jerry, I suppose it seems to have gone out of the soccer game, if you want to call it that, thankfully for our eardrums on a Friday night. But I suppose the tradition probably came in, as you said, years ago, and you think back even to the World Cup in 2010 with the famous move as well, as they were quickly quelled and coming into football stadiums in this country as well. But thankfully it's not a problem for us. Again, similar to Dara, I think most stadiums in the country are probably on the same sort of thing along regulations and everything else, and the stadium regulations, as opposed to kind of what is kind of common law and what can be done about that. But every stadium has the right to print their regulations. Where the exact same there as Fitzgerald Stadium in the match programme, and they're online and at our entrances into Mount Hawke Park on Friday night as well, about what you can and can't bring in. Obviously, I suppose they're kind of classified as something that are a nuisance or a noise nuisance. You often see, you know, loud radios aren't allowed to be used and everything else like that. So they kind of classify under the same thing with us. And look, thankfully, it hasn't really become an issue on our
flares,
side.
Are flares your big concern? We saw what happened at Oriel Park with Dundalk and the damage to the newly laid pitch as well. That's obviously a big concern.
Yeah, look, 100% it is, Jerry. And, like, you know, we've a good match day operations manager in Jarnega as well, a fellow Clarny woman here. But, you know, she's working hard with the FAI, and the FAI are working very hard on this to try stamp it out. It's kind of come in, I suppose, over the last 5 or 6 years as sort of an ultras culture, if you want to call it that, from soccer fans. And it really has become kind of a blight in the game. As you said, we saw what happened with Drogheda there. Away fans only allowed back into games this week. Again, just just gone. That was the opening night of the season in Oriel Park. Huge investment going in from the government into pitches, and likewise in Montauk Park. Very grateful for getting the funding for the government for a brand new pitch. So we have to mind that pitch now, and you know, you have to be very, very careful with it. There's obviously huge security in place. I suppose with us, Jerry, it's kind of a different category of games, really, is what you look at. So thankfully, with the plan in place of the FAI, is that you categorise the games and teams that travel to different games, and every team is kind of given a different category coming down to different games and us going away as well. And then you kind of judge that by how many Gardaí you need on scene, how many stewards you need on scene, and everything else, the flares. I suppose the biggest problem is it's not really, it's per se in law, it's not illegal to carry them, but it's illegal to ignite them in a crowded place. So you have to be very careful. Obviously, you can confiscate them at the gate, which is great, but some obviously do slip through the net. Yeah. And then there's huge fines placed in the club, Jerry. And that's the biggest problem for us. It's kind of if we can stamp it out, the club doesn't get fined. But at the moment, if they're lit in your stadium, or if your away fans light them in a stadium up the country, it's the club that gets hit hardest, which is frustrating for us. But it's just a case of stamping them out.
Okay. All right. Their final word to you. Would you be hopeful, let's say, that people would pay attention, maybe it's younger teenagers, that parents would have a word, that they wouldn't bring these sort of things into big matches?
Well, we would. You know, what I found, to my experience, it's young children have these blowhorns, and they can cause a nuisance as well, to be fair, like, you know. But and you don't want to spoil the bit of fun the kids have, like, but at the same time, you have to have parents kind of controlling them if they're too excessive. And, you know, especially if people around them, if it's causing annoyance to them, like, and parents should kind of exert their control over their children to, you know, to lessen it anyway. Jerry, okay, before I finish, can I just thank a few people, our community employment workers, and our supervisor, Teresa O'Mahony, who, you know, it takes a lot of work to get the stadium here ready, because, as you know, it's an old stadium, and the work that has to go into it beforehand, and we're even working today getting ready for the next game. So a huge thank you to our community employment workers and supervisor, Teresa O'Mahony.
Okay.
I suppose I'd like to thank the Gardaí, especially Mary Kelly, Sergeant Mary Kelly, and Dermot O'Connell. I'd like to thank Kate in the county board office, as she's very good over there and helps us a lot in relation to the wheelchair area. As I said, games can't go on. It's like a referee. If you don't have a referee, the game won't go on. If we don't have all voluntary stewards, we can't hold a game here. Finally, can I just thank our neighbours on Loose Road, Dartons Avenue, Marion Terrace, St. Brendan's Place, Top Terrace, you know, just around the stadium. And, you know, obviously, their day is a bit upset, a small bit, with the road closures and stuff like that, you know. So we thank them for their patience, you know. So without their cooperation, we just can't, as I say, hold.
Can't operate, yeah. Okay, they're brilliant stuff. Thanks very much, and good luck with the planning for Donegal in 2 weeks' time. Mr. Brosnan, dear Chairman of the Fitzgerald Stadium Committee, and Ivan Hurley of Kerry FC too. If you have a view on that, get in touch.